Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Bring Back Honor by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2. In a culture that screams, we need to honor the flesh, we as believers need to rein our hearts back to the truth of what God says about honoring, loving, and submitting to Him above all else. We serve a good God that desires good things for His children. While those good things are often laced with hard things, He lovingly sees us and stewards us through it all. He deserves our honor and praise. While it seems hard to see the goodness of God while you're in the midst of difficulty, I believe it's one of the most important reasons we must stay guarded by God's truth. For years of going through all kinds of things, there are scriptures that I've held tightly to. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For us to know what's good, pleasing, honorable, and perfect in the sight of God, we must have a personal relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. We can't love and honor someone if we don't know them. We can't trust the plans and provision of the Father if we know nothing about the character of His heart. Psalm 73:26 says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." We must die to self, our flesh will always fail us. We're fragile and emotional beings that have been tainted by sin, and because of this, we often get bound to our feelings, allowing them to trump God's truth. Keep your heart steadied here. God is the strength of our hearts, our portions forever. Job 9:4 tells us, "His wisdom is profound, his power is vast. Who has resisted him and came out unscathed?" If you never spent time studying Job, this is a perfect season to do so. When we look at Job's life, we not only see the sovereignty of God on display in a powerful way, but we also see why we're called to be fully submitted before the Father, trusting in his heart, and remembering that all things are sifted through his hands. Consider the words of John 5:2-4. "By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Scripture makes it very clear to us that those who love God seek and desire to obey his commands out of our love and honor for him. God gave us commands out of his deep love for his people. We should never look at them as burdens. As Christ followers, we must be informed on what teachings in the world are contrary to the heart of the Father and how they go against his word. If you're looking to research what some are, here are a few big movements today that clothe themselves as the church, though they're not rooted in God's truth. The Prosperity Gospel, the Word of Faith Movement, Progressive Christianity. Remember in John 10:27, we're told, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." To be submitted to the Lord means we follow him. This means we no longer live in the limbo of wishing that what our flesh desired could be truth. It means we've now reconciled to the Lord that we live fully for him, tethered to his grace and mercy as we walk out conviction and sanctification. My prayer is that you and I will honor God by seeking to understand his heart for his people. As we grow in learning about his heart, reading his word to see what he commands of us and why he desires us to live fully surrendered to him, we'll see his loving correction and perfect guidance in all our days. Let's pray. Lord, help me to seek your word, no matter what my circumstances look like. Help me as I walk through hardship to still see your goodness. Draw me near and lead me by your still waters. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.